Good morning. There you are. All right. I wanted to read to you the first verse of the psalm that we read earlier in church today. We don't usually look at the psalm right here. So I wanted to hear Psalm 122, verse 1 says, I rejoiced with those who said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Did you hear what he said? He said, I was glad when somebody said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. So I was thinking about it with the kids up here. Who here was glad when your parents said it's time to get up and get ready to go to church? Some of you did, right? Some of you did. You know what I'm saying? Did some people find it kind of early? Did you hear mom and dad say, you got to get dressed, we're going to church?
Yeah.
Yeah? And did you do okay?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Excellent. Were you happy about it, though? Let me ask the parents. Parents, were they happy when you said it's time to get up and go to church? Yeah, some of them were. Yeah, your parents agree. That's very nice. I'm glad that you. Now, at 8 o'clock, they were a lot less excited about being up that early in the morning. Well, let me ask you, since you guys were happy to come to church, tell me something good about being in church.
Because we
weren't. Because we what?
Weren't.
Because we weren't. And now we are. I mean, that's fair. I get what you're saying. What's good about being here in church? We learn about God, absolutely, very much important. What else is good about church?
We're learning about Jesus.
We're learning about Jesus, absolutely. And some of you were in Sunday school just before this, too, right? So what else is good about being here in church, right here in this sanctuary?
Because we have the words in our
stories. We have our words and our stories, absolutely. Let me ask you, Dolph, tell me something else good about church.
Worship,
right? So do we agree it's good to be here? So if we like to be in church, and I do, this is what this verse says. It literally says, I rejoiced with those who said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. So on Sunday mornings, next week, is it going to go like that? We're going to wake up and say, mom and dad are going to get up and say, it's time to get ready to go to church. And what are we going to say? Yay, right? I'm glad. I love to go to church. All right. Okay, one last thing I want to, what's that? I have one more thing for you this morning. In fact, this takes me a while to get these. A member of our church makes these. This is, what is it?
Chain.
It's a chain, and guess what it has on it? Dates. Take one. There you go. What's today's date? It's the 30th. That's right. The 30th of what month?
November.
What's tomorrow? The 1st of what? Any special holidays coming up in December? Oh, so you guys had heard of it. All right. Excellent. I wasn't sure if you knew. So here, this helps us count down that Christmas is coming. So take one of these. When you get these, you can head back to your pews. And while I finish the last couple of them, we can sing the hymn of the day.